Hi Valerie, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's just me and you. I've
Yeah.
got if nobody comes on, I've got three numbers. I've just found them.
Sure, okay.
But we'll obviously wait because I know it's a question night. See if someone else comes on. But
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
frantically trying to find numbers.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. That's fine. And did you want to give them a call as it's just you and me?
Your name? No, I go
Okay.
calling the day to the agents. I'm fine with the agents. I tell you why I'm fine with the agents, because I'm talking about HMOs and
Right,
because I
yeah.
feel confident. So when I talk to the agents, I start with, I'm actually looking, and it's true. I say I have a lot of clients that are coming to me for rooms. All the rooms in my existing houses are full, and I just thought, could I rent this house out to fulfill the rooms? And they sort of say, what do you mean? I said, well, I own six HMOs in the area and they're all fully booked and I've got people clamoring for rooms and I've seen this house. It's been on a while. Do you think it'll work? So I've got my own kind of script. And that kind of works because I'm not trying to do the SA thing. I'm really struggling though, because even on all these calls we've had, and I've listened to Lawrence, there's only been two or three that have come to fruition where it's actually worked in terms of costs and pricing. There's a lot that you get agreement on, but when they go into the detail, like the one that Yang Yong had where the man went with someone else, or the one that Naomi had where, Naomi's budget to tell him was to tell her it was 1800 and the flat was on at 2800. I mean, I could do that all day long and not everyone will tell me no. So, it's just, it's tough out there. It's really tough.
No, it sure is. I mean, he with that landlord, maybe, yeah, she would have offered kind of the full asking price. Maybe got it, but he actually did say that he's open to offers because it's been empty for a while. So we just thought we'd make a cheeky offer, and if he says no, but yeah, sometimes it goes through, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. You've got more people now, so that's good. I'm just keeping on my numbers.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, welcome, Beth. Hi, Sarah. How are you? Yeah,
Hi,
did
love.
you
Sorry, I
have
couldn't turn you off. Obviously. Hi, how are you?
any questions? Good, yeah, good, thank you. Did you have any questions or any way that I can help you both?
I did have one question, actually. I know, obviously, you advise to use Gumtree to get numbers from, and preferably mobile numbers. But do you know any other platforms that are good to use as well?
Yeah, OpenRent is a good one. Spare Room possibly as well, but they might just advertise a room. So, but again, sometimes we get lucky and it's like the whole house.
Okay.
So, and also like start to post. So, regularly go to viewings if you can, if it works out, and start to kind of share that on social media. Hey, I'm just going to give you a property. It's in London or whatever area it is. And it's a rent-to-rent deal. That basically means, because people don't know what that is a lot of times. So I'm always on the lookout for properties that landlords want to rent, and they don't want to deal with any tenants. We're not an agent, we don't charge any commission. Sometimes we're able to pay the landlord or the agent more rent money than what a tenant could pay. And the reason we can do this is because we can rent it out as serviced accommodation and we make a profit. So you're kind of constantly promoting to your audience online. So I picked up several deals that way from people all over the world that don't live in London but have like an investment property in London, and kind of reach out to me and say, oh, that sounds interesting. Yeah, we've got like a property that's gonna become available in a couple of months' time or next month. Do you want to go have a look at it, or could you help us manage it as serviced accommodation? How does that work? How do you work? And you're just kind of engaging, starting a conversation. Another deal picked up recently in Bromley. That landlady I met at the Croydon PIN, Property Investors Network. So there's no property events really in the month of August or December in London. But very often, there was another one of my students, Rachel, So all of her deals that she got were through the property networking events.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
So that would be like a good idea. Go to that. I think Michelle found a couple of potential leads going to Property Investors Network. Sorry, Property Investors Show, I should say. So yeah, an investor show with landlords or property investors. And I think even Eunice that joins us on the call, she found a landlady that offered the same thing. So it's just kind of, yeah, getting out there, speaking to people, you know. And at the Property Investors Network, the PIN events, the reason why I really like them is because they allow you to speak for 20 seconds. So if I was yourselves, I would definitely be going along. I'm hoping to going back to them in September, October. So what I would do if I was you is I'd stand up there, practice a script for 20 seconds. They give you 20 seconds to talk, but ideally you just want to be practicing at home for 15 seconds, because in front of a live audience under pressure, 15 seconds is actually going to last 20 seconds. So I
Yes,
would
yeah.
definitely kind of like suggest along the lines of saying something like, are you a landlord who wants to potentially double to triple their rental income? Talk to me in the break, because I can help you. I help landlords just like you, by renting out your property on Airbnb, and we can achieve a lot more rent money for you than what you would get with a tenant. So if you know of any landlords that would be interested, come talk to me in the break. That's about 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I haven't really seen anyone do that apart from some of my students when I've suggested that to them. They might say it once, but you need to keep going to these events, talking to people, networking. I can show you one of the events that we go to, how to network without talking to people. So it's just collecting as many business cards as possible, contact details, not really going into too much detail with them there and then. And you'll see me do it in action. And then after the event, just following them up. And that's what we did with this lady. One of kind of my team members called her about a month ago and said, "Oh, hello there. Don't know if you still remember, but you met my colleague Lawrence back in April at the Croydon PIN. And he's the best-selling author. He's written a property book just to kind of jog her memory. I don't think she remembered me, but he just kind of booked a call and said, 'Look, Lawrence really liked meeting you, and he wanted just to reach out to find out when you're free, that maybe you could kind of chat and help each other in property.' And she's like, 'Oh yes, I've just had a tenant that's just not paid me any rent, and he's disappeared, and he owes me 2 months, and I don't know what to do, and I need to urgently rent out the property quickly.' And he said, 'Yeah, Lawrence can help you with that.' So that's how that kind of happened, and that's a no guarantee rent, no deposit deal. The unit's a holiday let.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
So that's what I would do. Yeah, to start off with.
Thank you.
Sure. Any other questions at all from anyone?
Not me.
Or any help that you need, or if you wanted to kind of make some calls. I know Valerie's got some numbers. I can make some calls if you want to start practicing as well.
Yeah, of course. Oh, sorry,
Yeah.
Lawrence, Marissa here.
Hi,
Hi. So I just
Marissa.
wanted to ask, I was having this discussion, I forgot, with, I feel was Zara or maybe Beth, because we were talking. So do you know how you had mentioned, like, the property investment shows, like we went to a few last month, and I could see online, like, as you said as well, like, August seems to be quite quiet. So we'll definitely look to go in October, the property investment show in the Excel. We were just wondering, in terms of, like, essentially when you meet a new contact, traditionally you would give like a business card. Is that still something that's relevant? Because we were thinking of, like, doing like a QR code or like a kind of what's it called? I think OneTree, where you have all your links on one page, and basically someone clicks and it takes you to the page where it will have like your website, your socials, your email, and then the person can click through each one. So I just wondered, are business cards still relevant and current in this industry to utilize?
I mean, over the years, I've seen less and less people have business cards in property or outside property. Not many people have them anymore. I still think they're a good idea, but the most important thing, yeah, is just to collect their details, just their name, email address, phone number, so you can then contact them again, market to them. Any deals that you have, you could sell on that way. And also, if you start to kind of post about what you do, videos, because no one at the moment is really doing that in the group. When I first kind of started it off, there was lots of people that were regularly going to view-ins, regularly sharing their journey, even posting live calls that they're making with the landlord, saying, "Hey, Lawrence, this is the first call. Hey, team, everyone, Zero Property Hero. These are the first calls that I'm making for a landlord. Wish me well. I'm a little bit too scared to say it, do it in front of other people." So they were just doing that, and then they actually picked up deals because other people would kind of sell. Do you want to, go joint venture on this deal, or this deal doesn't work for me? Would you be interested? So if you're kind of like active, people will remember that and think, oh yeah. And you can say that in your video to say, hey, if you come across any deals, I'm interested. And even with like deal sources, we've done some agreements before. I know they normally want £3,000 on average. So I've kind of said to them and contact a lot of them. They always go to these property networking events and say, hey, what happens with the deals that you don't sell? Probably someone else has sold them, or a tenant then just rents it. And then I would say, look, I'm quite happy to pay you your fee if the numbers work out for me. It's just that I can't pay you right now, but could I pay you out the rent, out the profit that I make when I rent it? It's a holiday let. And then that way you never lose it to competition. You'd always get paid. It may take a little bit of time to do it, or all the profit that I make straight away, I will pay you. So it may take 2, 3 months to do. And before, even I've said 6 to 12 months, and I've said, look, I'll pay you £4,000. So I'll pay you more money than 3,000 that you want, but in like 6 months' time or 12 months' time. And then one of them said to me, oh, can you do 5,000 over 12 months? Okay, sure. Because you're not having to pay that out of your own pocket. The property will pay that, the profit. So I don't mind doing deals like that.
That's a very good shout, Lawrence, because it proves that the deal sourcer has to find a deal that works.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, any other questions or comments or calls that you'd like me to make?
All right, cool. Thanks,
I'll
Lawrence.
I'm going to send my, I think there's four numbers. I'm going to send it, Lawrence.
Yeah,
I'm going
sure.
to check the list in the meantime to see if we have any that was not called.
Yeah, sure. And would you do you feel comfortable calling them, or do you want to give that a go?
Who, me?
Yeah. Yeah, anyone?
Not me, maybe Sire, but he's unable to join today.
Oh, no worries, no worries. Let's do that next week.
Okay.
So I've sent the email now, Lawrence. Thank you.
Sure, I'll look out for that. Did you send it to Mentimeter Lawrence, Valerie, or Success?
Oh, I sent it. Oh, where have I sent it to? Hold on. I thought it was meant to me, Lawrence. Let me just try again. Mentormelawrence@gmail.com. That the right one? Or is it a
Yeah,
different one? Let me
that's
just.
the one. I'm not getting anything.
Yeah, I've sent it again.
Sure. I'm not getting anything. Was it on your old list?
No, it was on a new list. Let me just try from my different email. Maybe I sent it from an email that it's bounced. Let me just try a cut.
Yeah, sure, no worries.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I tried it from a different email. Not bouncing back, so it must be coming to you.
Yeah, I'm checking it, refreshing. Let me check on my phone. Maybe it's my computer. Any other questions from anyone else in the meantime?
I just ask, how are the guys getting on? I mean, Beth, somebody Cole, and Zara, how are they getting on? How are they finding it? It might be just nice to see what part of the journey they're in.
We're at the very beginning. I would say we're what, 2 weeks in. So looking for numbers. And at the same time, trying to do some background research on good areas, bad areas to maybe look for as well.
And where are you, Beth? Where are you in London?
I'm in Essex, and
Okay.
Marissa and Zara are in South London.
So you're all together, Beth, Zara, and Marissa.
And Simon, who's just not on this
Simon.
call. Yeah, so we're
Okay.
basically forming a company together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any joy, Lawrence?
Yeah, great. Yes, it's come through now.
Hallelujah. I've given you a little precis about what they are. The first one is more likely to be students or professionals than SA. Yeah?
Okay, is that sheet two?
It's sheet two, 16th of August.
Yeah, great.
This new man is the first one. One, two, three, four, five. I've just found those tonight, so let's just see. Just it was worth a shot. Oh,
Yeah,
I'll have to go on my phone. I still can never hear in all these 11 months. I have to go on my phone. I'll shut up now.
can everyone else hear, like when I make the calls?
99% of the time, yeah.
Okay. I know sometimes it can be a little bit difficult, even when I'm talking to them. Sometimes I do struggle. Sometimes it's maybe a bad reception or line's not good. Okay, so let's call new man now.
Oh, let me mute myself.
Okay, just went through to voicemail, so feel free to message
Which one
him.
was that? The first one? Was that the
New
first
one,
one?
yeah. That was the next one, Gersimran. Oh, this is
Okay, thank you.
No Man calling back. Hello, good evening.
Evening, how can I speak from you?
Oh, hello there. Yes, my name's Lawrence. I was calling about your property to rent. Just wondered if it's still available.
It is, yes. It's going to be available from the 3rd of September.
Oh, great.
Can I
Okay.
ask Lawrence, how many tenants and what do you guys do?
Yeah, so what we're looking for, there's two of us. We're looking to rent somewhere long term, ideally, maybe 2 to 3 years. Just wonder if that's possible.
Of course it is.
Oh,
Longer the
great.
better for me.
Oh, excellent. And the reason we're looking to do that is, would you ever consider maybe selling your property to us in the future if you were to rent it to us for many years?
Nobody knows the future, honestly, Lawrence.
Hmm.
I've got no plans, but then again, no. But I can't promise you something which I'm uncertain about.
Sure. Okay. No worries. That's understandable. That's ideally what we're looking for, to kind of rent now, buy later. But would you consider if we were just to rent it, but we wouldn't actually live there ourselves? We would rent it out as a holiday let, but just pay your rent on time every month.
Even do like Airbnb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, are you a limited company or is it going to be a personal name?
Yeah, we're limited company. We've had experience doing this now for many years, since 2009. So yeah, we work with, our own properties, properties that belong to landlords.
Let me think on it. Do you have a website or any links you could send me?
Yeah, I could send you a WhatsApp message and send you those details.
Sounds good. Are you local?
I live in central London, but we have
Okay.
properties all over.
All right, Lawrence. Yeah, please give me a link of your website or whatever you have. And it is something I actually would consider going down that route. Yeah, if it's long term, yeah, definitely.
Oh, great. And is there a good time to give you a call back to arrange a viewing, if that would be something you'd like to go ahead with?
Actually going away on Monday, back on Tuesday, no, Wednesday. I mean, we could talk more tomorrow if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's fine.
sure.
No problem. Is there a good time that works for you?
Sometime late afternoon tomorrow.
Late afternoon. Okay. Yeah, that should be fine. Okay, yeah, we'll give you a call then.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you so
Take care.
much. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I just want to write that down, Valerie.
No problem. I am local. This is Kingston. I'm Weybridge, so I'll start with that. He wants me to call tomorrow afternoon, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, so he basically did you catch that? He basically seemed kind of interested. He's like, yeah, I'd consider that. Okay, let me think about it. And that's why I said, look, can we give you a call back when you've decided? And he said, yeah, you can call me tomorrow afternoon.
Okay,
And
brilliant.
yeah,
I
so
suppose it's in a block, so it would be the lease that would maybe allow it. It's a bit too high for two professionals. It wouldn't work. That was the idea. It's actually a student type property, but I won't shut it down before I've got answers. That tends to be my issue. So I'll just give them a call myself and explore it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Just say, hey,
Okay.
we talked to Lawrence yesterday and we worked together. And yeah, just wondered if you've had a chance to think about it and if we could kind of rent it from you. And I think, did he say the 2nd of September? I think he said it's available.
Okay, I didn't
Yeah.
catch that. Okay, Brenda, written that down. I've got the information down, so thank you, Lawrence, on that one. Okay,
Yeah,
brilliant.
no worries. Yeah, I'll call the next one Gerson
Yes.
Rann again because he gave me a missed call when I was talking to him.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, hello, is that Gerson Ram?
Speaking.
Hello, my name's Lawrence. I was calling about your property to rent. Just wondered if it's still available. Oh, yeah, it's a the two bed flat in Acton. Yeah, so it's myself and someone else. We're looking ideally to rent somewhere long term, maybe 2 to 3 years, could be longer. Yes.
Are you both working as well? And if you mind me asking where you work?
Yeah, we both work. I'm an author, so I write books. Yeah. And the reason that we're looking to rent somewhere long term is would you ever consider maybe selling your property to us in the future if we were to rent it now for many years? Oh, okay. Okay, no
So
problem.
this flat is located on the first floor. So there are other people that live in the house, but they're all quiet families that live in the house.
Okay, yeah, no problem. That's ideally what we're looking for, to kind of rent now, buy somewhere later. But would you consider if we were to just rent the property, but we wouldn't actually live there ourselves? We just rent it out as a holiday let on Airbnb and pay the rent? Oh, no worries. Just out of interest, why would you not consider that? Yes. Or we could help you make more money. No. So we don't charge any commission. We're not a letting agent. We're just independent. We have our own company. We've been doing this now since 2009 with our own properties. And you're right, sometimes you can double to triple rent income. Okay. And even if we were to offer you maybe more money, more rent than what you've got it advertised?
If it was more money, possibly an incentive payment, then we look in, but
Okay.
apart from that, yeah, I wouldn't be able to do anything else.
Sure. And what would you be looking for then? I know it's advertised as 2,000 a month, but sure. Okay. No problem at all.
I'll probably get it on this
No problem.
because anyone could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that myself, but I think prefer like a working family in that.
Sure. Yeah, no problem at all. I understand that. Thank you so much for your time. Take care. Bye. So that was Gersim Ram.
Yeah, it's a shame you forgot to ask him about the other property he had on there,
Ah,
because
yes.
he might have done it with the other one. Plus, in that flat, I might have offered to do three professionals that could make money rather than just a holiday let. I might call him tomorrow and play dumb and start from fresh on the other one. But that's great to know that he's not keen because he doesn't want someone else to make the money.
Yeah, no, sometimes I ask them. I mean, the other thing, yeah, that you could ask him, because he might just say, oh, I could just do that myself. Just ask him, why haven't you? And I
Yeah.
have picked up deals that way when they're like, oh, it's just too much hassle. I'm kind of working, I don't have time to clean it or check people in. And then whatever they say, I just say back to them, well, that's the advantage of working with us. That's why a lot of landlords just like you like working with me and my company, because we take all the hassle away from you. We do all the check-ins, the cleanings. We advertise the property, and we can help make all the money. And all we would take for that is just a small commission. Well, how much you charge? 15%.
Yeah,
And
perfect.
eventually £2,000 a month, maybe we could help you make 4,000. a month, because normally we could double or triple the rental income. Sometimes on some properties, depends the location, competition. So yeah, I would kind of go that angle and see if there's any joy there.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you, Lawrence, on that one.
No worries. So let's call Yvonne now. Okay, that was Yvonne. And yeah, and even if you don't get a chance to call him back, I would definitely call him back, Valerie. But even though, I forgot to kind of ask him about the other flat and kind of make those points, the good thing is that we can always kind of call him next week. And I can kind of like ask him, oh, yeah, hi, we spoke last week. I know you weren't interested in doing the holiday let for this flat, but you said you got another property, and just go with that, and with the detailed notes that you make, then I can kind of look to see if I could approach it in a different way.
Yeah.
And that's why, like with yourselves, everyone else kind of on the call tonight, that's why I encourage you all to just start kind of making the calls, because sometimes they may not like me or kind of shut me down, or no, I'm not interested in that. So if we know, if I would have called him again, I would have done this differently, then you can do that, just like Valerie's doing for tomorrow. So
Lovely, thank you.
let's call Parvinder. Parvinder, so now Dina. I'm just calling the number, but okay, it didn't ring, it just went through to voicemail. So that was the last one, Valerie, for your list.
I was laughing at the dogs in your background, and then I had someone peeping the horn in the background of mine.
Okay.
And I was just thinking, oh gosh, the people think we're nuts. The other flat that Gersaram had is in Richmond. Yeah, I'm just wondering whether it'd be worth calling him about that. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really nice area. So, yeah, I mean, definitely. Is that the guy that said he's got two flats?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, even the last one that you've got, just looking at the photos, I mean, that would be an ideal holiday let as well.
I know, but I think, yeah. I found some good ones tonight, but the problem is if we wait too long, they'll be gone. That's how I feel. Because
Yeah.
I've, yeah. All
Yeah, I
right.
mean, just to like, that's a really good point, Valerie. So some of like the really successful students, people that I've worked with before, and I probably should say this more often, is don't just rely on me to make the calls just for 1 hour a week. The reason that they get a lot of deals and the examples that I've shown is that they will literally call for an hour a day, and they'll follow up. And so even though, you'll hear a lot of times, I know Valerie, sometimes it goes a lot of times through to voicemail, and that's for everyone. Sometimes you get through, sometimes you don't. But everyone should be following up as well with them, like calling them the next day. If you call them around this time and this time doesn't work, then call them in their lunch break. And weekends are a good time to call, especially on a Saturday, even Sunday, because they're not going to be working then. They're likely to pick up. We used to kind of make calls on a Friday, but I kind of found that Fridays, a lot of times people don't pick up. It's good that we at least spoke to a couple today, which is great. So yeah, you want to regularly call them because you'll pick up more deals. You'll get more opportunities that way. Because yeah, you're right. If you wait a week, good properties go really quickly. And that's why it was good that guy said, oh, let me think about it. Yes, it sounds fine. Okay, call me tomorrow. But I can't do that tomorrow. So that's why, Valerie, it's great that you can. And I have had kind of students before that said, oh no, I'm too scared to call. I'll wait till Wednesday. We call him Wednesday back again, and sometimes we'll just say, oh no, sorry, the property's already gone.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. And I will try and call Gersheim. So the other flat, interestingly enough, it doesn't have a telephone number. And I emailed him and he emailed me his number. And then I found the other one. So
Oh,
I'm
great.
just not sure. Do you get the feeling he could be an agent, or do you think he owns them? This is the bit I'm not sure about.
I think he owns them.
Okay,
Yeah,
perfect.
I think he owns them. And he's just not sure. Ideally, you just want to get the concern out. I didn't want to push it kind of too hard then. They sometimes say no to me the first few times. But if you can kind of understand, as I said before, you may have heard me say this, that for me, the number one reason why I feel the landlords wouldn't really want to do this is very new to them. They've never done it before. They've just rented themselves always for many years to a tenant, is because they might, or they probably think, well, don't really like the sound of that. Because if you pay me the rent, and that's why I think he even asked, or one of them asked, what is it, in a limited company or is it your name? Limited company, because they know that you can just shut down any old limited company, new or old, and you're not liable. The company is. So they're worried, well, what if then you don't pay me? So sometimes they would ask for like a personal guarantee. Or their biggest concern is, what if you find a tenant for the property and the tenant doesn't pay the rent? Then you disappear, don't pay them any more rent. Oh, sorry, landlord, tenant's not paying me. They're your keys back. And then that landlord has to then figure out, well, who is this person? And I have to take them to court and get no rent. So you just have to then reassure them that, look, that will never happen with us because we're never going to rent it to tenants. We're just going to use it as a holiday let on Airbnb and corporate clients that will stay short term. So if in the unlikely event that that was ever to happen, and we have had experiences minimal times where it has happened where they don't want to leave because they've not signed a tenancy agreement, they've signed a holiday let agreement, which is totally different. We can get them out within 24 hours.
Yeah,
So
perfect.
it's just like, if you can imagine you're staying at a hotel, or someone's staying at a hotel and then saying, oh yeah, I don't want to leave and I'm not going to pay anymore. They'll just call the police, and that's simply what we do. And the police get them out. So it's just reassuring them that, look, don't worry, it's in safe hands. We know what we're doing. We've done this before. And even if you haven't, then I've done it before, so you can kind of say that.
One quick question. When I do speak to both of them, do I bring up the idea about we have to check the lease, or do I not do that till I've done a viewing?
I mean, I personally wouldn't until you've kind of done it, because we've approached that before. And what happens is the landlord says, oh, yeah, I don't know. Let me check the lease. And they don't get round to it.
Okay.
So it's your call, but that really is their responsibility to know. In the past, I didn't even know it was in the lease when I first started to do this. I never asked the question, and because I didn't know any better, and I just took on the property. So I just feel it's really their responsibility to tell you.
Yeah, but if you have an agreement with them and you're signing something, and then they get stopped because of the lease or
Yep.
complaints, they can stop you. So, and equally, Lawrence, if people are paying for you to go on a viewing, and they go and they waste the time, and the lease stops it, then that would also be a waste of your time, my time, and money. So
No,
I'll
definitely.
think about it, but that's also for everyone else to hear. The reason I'm asking the questions is to help tonight answer questions, which we're doing for newbies. So brilliant. Those calls were great, and I've got a follow through, so I'm very happy with that. Thank you.
Lawrence.
Yeah, no, thank you always, Valerie, for your really valuable feedback. And yeah, you're right. You know, you don't want to waste any time, and they should know that. So it's a simple yes or no, and yeah, that's good. So any other final questions tonight, or anything else from anyone, or thoughts on those calls from anyone, feedback? Yeah, if not, then we'll finish the session today. So yeah, have a great weekend, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.